I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Jason McCarthy. He's planning and zoning administrator for Marquette Township. The township is currently involved in efforts to get business owners within the township involved with planning that's connected to the upcoming highway improvements to the 41 corridor through the township. Here's more on what's going on with Jason McCarthy.
The DDA has been a part of the township for a number of years, and Commerce Drive and the business park was kind of derived from that process. But it's laid dormant for a while. In 2019 and 2021, we have those big highway projects. So we wanted to, at least from the business community's perspective, they've conveyed to us that they want to see certain improvements happen in the corridor. We see opportunities for safety improvements, aesthetic improvements, traffic circulation.
And these are the projects that you're referring to are the ones that we've heard about that are looking at putting in a roundabout in one area under the highway trail and those projects, correct?
Yeah, that's more the tunnel's more of a recreation project, but the DDA would focus more on pedestrian connectivity, right. Lighting, maybe some rain gardens in the corridor. Instead of having them mow the grass, perhaps there's plants out there that don't require as much maintenance.
Really just to make improvements to this very well-traveled section of highway. Yes. And it sounds like basically the business community that has their business come in off of this main thoroughfare has an interest and wants to have a role in it.
Well, we're hoping that they do. Yeah. I mean, staff, from our perspective, these are the projects that we'd like to see. We'd like to see, enhanced driveway ingress egress, or the ability to get in and out of businesses, whether you put in deceleration lanes or consolidate driveways, if that's advantageous to a number of businesses. It's about bringing in the business community to help make these projects go forward.
So what are you looking to do? What's in the works here with the planning process?
There was a traffic study conducted a couple years ago, and that's been on the shelf for a little bit. And now that the MDOT's moving forward with their projects, then we can bring that project to light and use the, their recommendations that were provided in there to try to go after grant funding. If the DDA is successful in expanding and conveying our message to the business community, then perhaps they would contribute tax dollars essentially to assist with the project. So they would provide the township with a little bit of money from the taxation portion of it, and then staff and the administration would use that money to leverage for more dollars with grants and other funding sources.
What would you feel would be the advantage for businesses in the township that are in this area that are it would be affected by this construction to get involved? Why should they?
Well, in the end, we hope it's easier for the end user, the customer, to get to their stores to spend money. I mean, that's what it's all about. And safety is a huge concern. I don't know about you, but I'm sure you do. We travel the corridor several times a day. You see people crossing here and there, not at specific crosswalks,
right.
Riding on the shoulder with a bicycle. Not the most ideal situation. So how can we, having these projects that MDOT are coming through with, how can we piggyback onto that and get some of our own projects involved and enhance the safety for all in the corridor?
Jason, let's talk about it a little bit in terms of opportunities for business owners to find out more. I know you've got some things coming up. What's in the works?
Sure. So there'll be four scheduled public informational meetings occurring February 13th at noon and 5:30 at the Township Community Room. And then again on February 15th at noon and 6:30 in the community room. And what we're hoping to do is to invite in the business community, show them the highlights of the traffic study that was done, the corridor study, and then show some of the road improvements in case they haven't seen them already, because we've already had, as you remember, some of the public meetings from MDOT when they were conveying what their project was going to be. So what we're hoping to do is bring them in and hopefully get some buy-in into these improvements that we want to make. It's a great project in my opinion, but we want the business community to be involved and feel like they have some buy-in and say in the process.
Well, you do have some opportunities for them to find out more. Again, they are when and where, and folks just show up if they're curious. Do you want them to maybe check in with you or just come to the meetings?
At any time, they can contact our office, 228-6220, extension 105 is mine. But on February 13th at noon and 5:30 In the community room, we'll have a public informational meeting. And then again on February 15th at noon and 6:30, we're trying to give people multiple opportunities to come in and say hi, provide some ideas, and review the tentative plans that we have at this time.
That's the comments of Jason McCarthy, Planning and Zoning Administrator for Marquette Township. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.